This is the Philadelphia Society. This is the largest fall meeting of the Philadelphia Society in history. My name is Larry Arn. I'm a longtime member of the Society, and for this year, I'm the president of the Society. It's my turn. I've known John O'Sullivan, our speaker tonight, on partisan politics in the United States. It has to be since 1981, I've been trying to think. It is lost in the mist of time. I've always thought him a delightful man to know. Also, unusual man. Why? Well, first of all, he's this English fellow. I'm married to one. No. Not quite that. He came to the United States having been covered in glory, working for the best politician I ever met, Margaret Thatcher. And that's a controversial thing to say, because I met Ronald Reagan too, and he's, in my mind, the second greatest. But I will tell you that she personally scolded me for ever saying such a thing. And she must be a better judge than I. He is a writer. He's written for the most famous things. He's written several books. My favorite, I just mentioned it to him, is a book about a phenomenon that we saw that all of us must pray to see again. And that is, it happened in the 1980s, after the Carter period, after the 70s, after Leonid Brezhnev in Berlin gave his famous Correlation of Forces speech and paused in that speech in Berlin for a bunch of Russian MiGs to overfly the speech, which was a violation of the treaty that we had to end the Second World War with the Soviet Union. He was telling us, we're going to dominate you and everything else, and the agreements that we've made to you, we can hold them in open contempt. And I, the General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, can do that. That was the world. The economy wouldn't grow. The President of the United States announced that we're finished, that we are afflicted with a deep malaise. And what happened? John has written, as far as I know, in my limited knowledge, the best that anyone has written about what arose to stop them. And what arose was the two greatest statesmen of our age in the two most important countries in modern history, and a pope. Faith and freedom and reason came together. His book is a story of that. He is qualified to write about that by the thousand things he has done to show that qualification. He's had a distinguished career, not without its strangeness. He has an apartment in Buenos Aires, and he never goes there. And I say that to this membership because he's an old friend of mine. I do admire him very much, and for a long time. And of course, he immediately said, when I ask him about the apartment, because see, he's an English guy, right? And I'm married to an English woman. Actually, she's a woman. And don't I need to point that out today, right? And so in England, if somebody says, would you like some salt, it means they want some. And if I say, how's your apartment, he thinks I want to stay there. And immediately, he says, you can use it all you want. And I immediately replied to him, you know, my wife and I have a little house on Capitol Hill near our Kirby Center. You can use that. And he meant what he said, and I meant what I said, but neither one of us was fishing for that, right? So I do invite all of you, as president of the Philadelphia Society, to use John O'Sullivan's apartment in Buenos Aires all you want. Now it goes on, because he's married to a girl from Alabama. She's too pretty for him. And he's the head. Lord, I forgot this. I knew it, but I forgot it. He is currently the head of the Danube Institute of Budapest. What is that about? But above all, he's one of the longest serving members of the conservative movement. He is one of the best and most insightful members in writing of that movement. And he is one of my favorite people. Please welcome John O'Sullivan. Yeah.